Hi there, folks. This is episode 64 of the Mail Right Real Estate Agent Show. I've got my great co-host, Jason Bates, joining me. Would you like to introduce yourself, Jason?
I certainly would. My name is Jason Bates. I host a podcast here in the state of Arizona called Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show that you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find that. Please like, subscribe, and if you're looking to purchase a refinance, please, I would love the opportunity to earn your business.
Yes, you can find Jason all over the internet, folks. But I got to say that if you're in the Phoenix area and you're looking for experience, mortgage broker that really can help you and knows it, I would highly personally recommend Jason to you. So, Jason, the subject of today's show is, choices when it comes to websites. And before the podcast, I put this to Jason as a subject, and he said he was a little bit reluctant about it. And I said, why? And then he said, well, I'm not sure if agent or a broker or a mortgage broker really needs a website. So can you explain why you feel that maybe agents really don't need a website, Jason? Because I don't really agree with you, but I'm fascinated to find out why you're feeling that way.
Well, just with all the other resources that we have, I don't know. Like, for example, many people have, or many realtors don't have, a YouTube channel. Well, a YouTube channel could be your webpage. Facebook, obviously you can build a business page. That can be your webpage. There's IDXs and all kinds of stuff that you can put on your Facebook page, testimonials, everything that you could do on a webpage, you could do on Facebook. Google Plus to help with rankings, although there's some that would argue that Google Plus may be going away. Twitter, there's all kinds of other means. LinkedIn, there's all kinds of other means to stay in contact with a database and get them the information that they want. And you know, one of the arguments that I always hear from realtors is that when they have a website, they put up on their website a way to search the MLS in real time. And that's an effort to drive people away from Zillow because of the inaccuracies within Zillow and Trulia. But the problem is, sorry, I was getting ready to sneeze there. The problem is getting people away from Zillow and Trulia. They still, even though your realtor has a website, they still go back to Trulia and Zillow and search out homes on there. So the driving the traffic to the website becomes more labor intensive than maybe what it's worth, I guess, for some agents.
Oh, I see precisely where you're coming from, Jason. I just want to put some counter arguments to you. It's not that, but your basic concerns about. So here we go, my beloved agents. Here's the reality in 2016. If you're going to put no effort into your website, don't do it. You're going to get absolutely nothing from it if you're going to put no effort into it. Actually, it's the only thing it's going to do, my beloved agents, is cause you frustration and it's going to cost you money up front and probably on a monthly basis, and you're probably going to get zero from it. So the bad news, agents, if you just want to throw up a website and forget about it, probably not worth doing. You'd probably be better spending your time on some other form of marketing. The good news, though, is if you're prepared to put some effort into it, I still feel that a website can be a tremendous marketing benefit to a agent. And this is why, Jason. One, all these properties, all these online properties that you've stated, yes, fantastic. But the reality, all of them you don't own. You have no control over them at all. One day you might, for some reason, break Facebook advertisement guidelines, or somebody in the community has something against you and consistently complains to Facebook. One day you log into your Facebook page, it's no longer there. Yes, you have got an appeals process. I have helped clients in that process. You want to avoid it like the plague. It's like appealing with the Internal Revenue Service. It's there, but it's best to avoid it if you can. And people do get banned from their Facebook pages. It doesn't happen that regularly, but it happens regularly enough that you should be concerned about it. Also, you know, you saw with Blab, you know, Blab was a social video sharing platform that me and Jason met, and it was fantastic. One day they decided that it was no longer meeting their business requirements, and they closed it down, didn't they, Jason? It was gone.
Yeah. So, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. The fact that you don't own it, but I don't know.
I haven't finished, Jason, actually. I've got some other points for you.
You're bombarding me here.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some other points.
I'm up against the ropes here, Jonathan.
Yeah. other 2 points I was going to make to you, Jason, is that, yes, if you're going up against the big search portals, I think you're deluding yourself. If you're prepared to invest time in what I call evergreen content, which is about the local community, about the schools, about the general area, about restaurants, if you're prepared to go out in the community, and like what we discussed with Grant last week, if you're prepared to do video, if you're prepared to put some of that video on your Facebook page, just do some minor edits and have a longer video on one of your evergreen pages. If you're prepared to invest money and time on really interesting local content, and either you hire somebody or you do some basic keyword research, you can dominate some really fantastic local search terms and really generate really unique visitors that will consume your content. If they are consuming your content, it is, you know, to have search on the site is really positive, because if they are engaged in the content, and also two other points quickly, you are engaged in local branding. Most people will expect a decent website if you are, and you should be as a local agent or a mortgage broker, engaged in branding. Obviously, you are going to be probably working with a larger brokerage, but you've got to understand the brokerage probably won't spell this out to you, that yes, you're there to promote their brokerage, and they're going to encourage, or let's just keep it to encourage, that you promote their brokerage. But on the other hand, you are self-employed and you're there to build up your own brand as well. So driving traffic to your brokerage site is great for the owner of the brokerage, but not so great as you who's trying to build up their personal brand. And finally, if you are going to do like Facebook advertisement, which we have discussed in a number of the shows, Jason, is that it's scientifically proven that you've got to have landing pages. Yes, you can build landing pages without having a website, but I see it as a real missed opportunity that if you are driving through your Facebook traffic paid advertisement to landing pages, that you don't give the ability of people to browse, learn more, to sample what you've done in the local community. I think that's a real missed opportunity. That was a real mouthful, wasn't it, Jason? You've been very, very patient. Yeah. What do you think of some of those things that I've said, Jason?
Well, the first thing you said, okay, which was if you're not willing to put the effort into it, forget about it. That goes for Facebook, that goes for YouTube, that goes for videos that we've spoken about in the past, that goes for anything. If you're not willing to put the effort into some of this stuff, forget about it. Don't expect immediate results from this stuff either. This is something, you know, that we talked about last week, I referred to it as hard work. And I was quickly corrected that digging a ditch is hard work. But
Grant didn't think that was hard. That was hard work, did he?
Hard work. But at any rate, I mean, I think it is a lot of tedious, mundane, you know, hard kind of focused work that you have to do. It's not physical hard work, but it's hard to come up with content. It's hard to be creative. It's hard to do all these other things that we feel the public may need to know or want to know. So, you know, the only thing I would say, like for me, when I've spoken to agents, I'm a big proponent of video, that hence why we do live streaming. I do quite a bit of it. And YouTube, I mean, I just think you can do everything on YouTube that you can do on a web page. Anything you can put on a web page, you know, reading stuff is a little bit labor intensive, right? I get to a web page and if I have a big article I got to read, I don't want to do it. I'd rather listen to it in my earbuds and do other things rather than sit there and focus on reading something. It feels like I read for a living, some of this stuff. So reading a blog page, it just is labor intensive. And then knowing that a lot of people consume websites and the internet through their mobile devices, video is just a lot easier and a lot more effective way to get your message across. And you can send multiple messages through video that you're not able to do through a website necessarily. So if you're going to do video and you're going to put it on a website, well, why not just do a video, put it on YouTube, get a subscriber, because the advantage there being a subscriber on YouTube is that every time you post a new video, it's like your own internal CRM that person who has subscribed to your channel gets a notification that you put out a new video.
Yeah. There's two responses to that. The first response, just like Facebook, you don't own YouTube. YouTube bans as many. It's not well known, but they actually ban more people than Facebook.
You don't post like risque videos. I mean, yeah. We're talking professional light here. I mean, if you're doing something professionally, you're not going to get banned.
Well, yeah. But you don't own it. The basic fact is don't own it. Secondly, one of the main things, if you can spend time on your website, one of your main objectives through landing pages and other elements of your website is to get those people's email and phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Your main objective is to get quality leads and then turn those leads into quality clients. Mm-hmm. But your secondary overall main is to build up a database and to market to that database. And that really, that second part, Jason, it's been an ongoing theme of these 60 episodes that I've done, is that really is the kind of turning point between the amateur agent, sorry to utilize that term, and the agent that's building a career. Are they building up a database? Are they marketing to that database? Are they building a brand in their local community? And I don't think you can really do those two things without your own website, Jason.
Yeah, I think you can, but you know, that's me. I like websites. I mean, it does help with SEO. It does validate you a little bit. You know, it does put another trade line, if you will, on the Google search when they search out your name, when a consumer's searching you out to see whether or not you're relevant in the community and whatnot. So for that, yes. But I will tell you my opinion, I wouldn't spend over $300 on a website.
He's not having it, folks, but I've tried to convert him. But my last point is, Jason, is that if you're selling to a Generation X or a Millennium and you haven't got a decent website, they're not going to work with you, in my opinion. It's literally through Generation X and Millenniums. And I'm right on the edge of the baby boomer Generation X. Obviously, you know, I'm involved in the internet, so I'm biased, but anybody that I did business with that didn't have a professional, up-to-date website that was fully responsive, I would probably, if I had a choice, I was looking at three choices and I didn't have a really very, very strong personal recommendation to that individual that didn't have a decent website, I would go to one of the others, to be truthful, Jason. So I'm not going to convert Jason, but I totally understand his point of view. What we're going to do, folks, is we're going to come back in the second half, folks, and we're going to be looking at some of the options you've got linked to you listening to me, not Jason. And we're going to go through those options, folks. So do come back and listen some more. It's going to be great. Be back in a minute, folks.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
We're coming back, folks. We're going to be talking about websites that Jason thinks that we don't need anyway, but I don't. So we're going to continue the conversation.
Man, I'm under the bus. Holy moly.
I've done it quite nicely, haven't I? Your view, I come across not as strongly as you have expressed it, but there's a lot of people that have that view, so it's fine. So let's look at some of the options. Now, there is going to be some terminology in this, and I'm glad that Jason's here because I want Jason to be my judge because I want him to keep me on the straight and narrow and I don't become totally fill this second half with techie talk that nobody, I lose the audience completely. Yeah. So you can be the judge of this and keep me on the straight and narrow. There's two factors here. Before we look at some of the options you got and the pricing options you've got, there's two things you've got to understand. You've got to understand MLS, multiple listing services. In the USA, there's 534 MLSs. They're your associations and boards that you've got to be a member of to do your profession as a real estate agent or broker. And you, part of your fees that you pay these MLSs is to provide a database that all agents can search and have the right of access to those. Now, for you to have search, your website provider or the plugin or whatever has to have, you can just knock a website up and you can take that data, which you have the right of access to, and they normally, the association IT people will provide a iframe, and then you can take that iframe and just put it onto any kind of website. There's a big problem with that. The problem with it is it's not searchable. It won't have any effect on Google or local search at all. And that's a tremendous problem with that solution, folks. So that's the cheapest solution, but it's also the most poor, least effective solution. So I would never recommend it to anybody to go down that. The other bit of techie information before we start looking at actual solution is IDX. IDX is linked to the MLSs. It's all MLSs should provide the data from their databases in a format that's called IDX. And that format allows different websites, different online systems to utilize that data and be able to know that data will be in the same format from all of the 534 MLSs that operate in North America. Now, how well did I do, Jason? Was that total, or do you think I kept it as simple as possible?
I think we're in the ballpark here. We didn't lose anybody, I don't think.
No, right. So they're the two things you've got to keep in mind with these solutions, folks. So let's start off with number one, Placer. Placer's been in the market, in the show notes that I'm a little bit behind on, but I will do this weekend, folks, for the past couple of episodes, is, and I have the full set on those notes, is Placer's been in the market for about 3 years, and they kind of revolutionised the pricing mechanism. They provide a group of templates, and they provide the IDX integration for around, their cheapest level is around about $120 a year, and that includes hosting the page, the website, the IDX integration, the maintenance, the upkeep. So it looks a really good deal. The problem is they've got about 4 templates at that price range, and they will bombard you. They will, from day one, they will literally be all over you to upgrade, because this
nickel
is
nickel and dime. Nickel and dime.
Well, they do it more stylish than nickel and no, I wouldn't say that actually, Jason, because what they provide works, but what they will do is they will say, you know, they will attempt to get you to upgrade, because this is fundamentally a loss leader. I don't actually think they can make money at this point. It's a private company, and it's venture backed, so I have no idea how much this starter package costs. But it's been extremely popular. It's extremely popular with the people that just want to get something up and just leave it, if you understand what I mean, Jason.
Yeah.
And but if you're going to do that, I actually agree with you. I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't bother. I actually, if you're in that mindset, just do what Jason says.
There's a lot of work, right? I mean, you've got your website you got to maintain. Then you feel like you got to maintain your social media avenues, your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your this, your that, your that. I mean, holy moly, it gets to be a lot very, very quickly.
Right? Let's go on. Website Box, they're another company that really have, over the past couple of years, really penetrated. It's $99. You pay $99, and they're supposed to provide the IDX feed.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, folks. The designs are okay. The other factor that you've got to really understand is we're in 2016. 70 to 80% of the people coming to your website are going to be using a smartphone. You've got to have a website that's responsive, i.e. adapts to different screen sizes, folks. I think all the people I'm talking to do, but you do have to check that out. Website Box, $99. There is some really key functionality that they don't include in the price that you have to pay extras. I would really study the documentation if you're going to go down that road. It's a legit company, folks. They've been around for a while. They've got a lot of people. But my problem is very similar to what I've just said with Placer. It does really attract the type of people that just want to throw something up and forget it. And if, like I say, once again, if you've got that mindset, I would agree with Jason. It ain't worth bothering with, right? Then we go on to Home Finder.
A lot of agents are using this. I've seen this a lot.
I think it's a little bit confusing because they got Home Finder and then you got iHouse Web, and the two get a little bit mixed up, and I've got them on the list as well. So let's go for the one which I should have really put on the top, which is iHouse Web, which they're kind of a bit further up the feeding scale in my own personal judgment. A bit more, a larger selection of templates. All these systems are enclosed systems. What do I mean by that? Well, if you stop paying, your website disappears, basically. So you've got to keep on paying. But they start at $59.98. You can't really, I wouldn't recommend that price point for iHouse Web. It's a really cut down service, and it doesn't include search, which you really got to go to their $89.98 a month. So you can see that you jumped price range up, mm-hmm. but they offer a lot more and a lot more choice of templates. You've got very limited customization here, folks, mm-hmm. If you want a more individual look. Then go back to iHome Finder. I think they're part of the News International group that own Realtor.com. I might be wrong there, actually, but I think they are. They offer plug-in solutions, which we're going to quickly talk about in a minute. But they also offer websites, but there's no real prices on the website, as far as I could see, which is iHomeFinder.com. But I've been told they're in the medium price range. Then we go on to some more pricier solutions, and I'm going to give you some what I think is probably what you're going to be asked to pay for. Another one which a lot of agents use. They were based in California, but when I went to the website this morning, I noticed they've moved to New Mexico, and that's Style Agent. So that's StyleAgent.net. They've been around for over 10 years. It's another system where they host it, maintain it. If you stop paying, you lose your website. But they do a full custom, basically they do a custom design for you, mm-hmm. and then they host it and maintain it. So you're probably looking, I noticed that I couldn't find any prices, but when I looked at it a while ago, they did have some prices. I think you're probably looking between $2,500 and $5,000 to get something from them. And then you're probably looking at something just slightly below $100 a month to maintain it and keep it all up. So that's what. Then we go with one that's very well known, but you're looking at the Yapper. But they've got a template, a semi-custom and full custom solution, and that's Real Estate Webmasters. You've probably heard of those, Jason, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard of those, yes.
Their COO, Morgan Carey, has been around for years. He's so they're a very reputable company, and they've been around a long time. They used to only do custom design, but now I notice they're doing templates, and then they do a middle product, which is what they call semi-custom. Mm-hmm. And what it is that they will agree that they will only sell that website to so many agents in a particular area. You've got to go to it to find out the truth in. They're pricing anything between probably for the full custom, you're talking anything from $5,000 to $10,000 for a true custom design from them, right? Sorry?
I was just gonna say that's expensive. Now, you didn't mention in there WordPress.
Just about to.
Oh, you were. I'm reading your mind, huh?
Yeah, you are. It's very easy, isn't it? Because there's not much going on there, so it's quite...
A lot of clutter in there. It's pretty empty.
There's a lot of silence in there, so it's quite easy to read it, isn't it, Jason? So on to WordPress. You know, I'm a WordPress junkie, folks. I'm a WordPress consultant. That's my second business. I run a WordPress podcast. It's one of the most popular in North America. And I'm a reasonable front-end developer, folks. So a lot of my life's about WordPress. Because like I say, all these previous systems I've talked about, folks, They're all enclosed systems of different degrees, from template, totally template, to semi-custom, to total full custom. You pay your money, but most of them, they then host them. I'm not sure about real webmasters. I think at that point, price point, you probably can host it on your own system. I don't know, actually. It could be an enclosed system, but all the other ones, they're all enclosed. So as soon as you stop paying, your website disappears, right? Now, with WordPress, you get some, you either do it yourself or you get somebody to set it up. You set up your own hosting, you buy a theme, or you get somebody to do a total custom or a semi-custom design. You host it, you own that, you pay for that hosting directly yourself. You own what, that physical website. But then you've got to get the data from your MLS onto the website. And like I say, you don't want to use the iframe solution. So there's a number of plugins. So I'm going to quickly go in for the plugins, but I'm going to go through a couple well-known.
So let's define plugins for those who don't know. Plugins being, it's like a plug-and-play type system. You just copy and paste, and it automatically puts up a button or a link or whatever it is that you're looking to try to do.
Kind of. They're little bits of code packaged in a thing called a plugin. So, mm-hmm. which it then will integrate and work with the bigger coding base, which is WordPress.
Yeah, so within the web.
Yeah. Right. So, but before going into the plugins, there's a couple of WordPress that will provide website solutions. But both of these that I'm going to mention are reputable companies, but do keep in mind they're hosting this. You have less ability to custom, and if you stop paying, you lose your website. So they're both based on WordPress, but they're kind of hybrid, folks. They're like the previous ones. When you stop paying, you lose your website, right? Mm-hmm. So one that's really well known, that's at all the conferences, is Elevation. Sorry, folks, I stopped talking.
Evolution.
Yes, it. Thank you. They're really well known. They also provide a well known plugin solution, which they basically, it starts at $299. You're just gonna get one of their templates for that. And then they charge $99.99 per month. And that's for maintenance and access to the WordPress plugin that integrates with your MLS, basically, which will show the data in a non-iframe format, so it's searchable. I've looked at their code. We actually we use their templates for MailRite because we do a bit of custom design for clients ourselves. And we use their template system. They're well coded, it's a good solution, put it that way. They've got other price points as well. Another one that's really become very popular in the industry is Agent Fire. He's been around, the CEO of that company, he's been around a few years. I went to their website. I have some slight problems with the verbiage on their website, Jason. I noticed that it's practically quite hard to find the pricing now. When I last looked at it, which was a couple of months ago, it's more clearer. But I say clearer, I had some problems with the verbiage. Basically, this was the deal a couple of months ago. You paid $1,400 up front. And then they said they did a full custom design. They hosted it, though, and you had limited ability to customize it or do anything with it. And then they charged you. You could choose which plugin provider for the MLS. They had a list, and they would integrate it, and they would maintain the website for a fee, which I think was around $60 a month. Or something like that. So, or you could stretch some other payments. It was all I found all their verbiage when you really dug into it, being I'm a WordPress person and technically I know a bit more about it, Jason. I found some of their verbiage to be a bit misleading and a bit confusing myself. But that's my personal opinion, Jason.
Right? Yeah, you got to read that fine print. There's no question about that on these. You know, you just kind of mentioned you got to pay this, you got to pay that. I mean, it seems like I was saying earlier, it's a little bit, this adds up fairly quickly.
Yeah, that's why you got to be serious about it. Like I say, if you're not serious about your website, don't bother, folks. Yeah. But if you're serious and you want something that looks different, that's fully responsive, that's quick to load on mobile, you've got to look at a solutions. I personally feel that I would personally go down WordPress.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Because fundamentally, but I personally see, I don't like pushing mail write services through the podcast, but we offer a service where our lowest one is you pay $499 and you get the theme and we set it up on a website on our own hosting, but you own the website and we include 1 year's hosting and 1 year's maintenance in that package. And then we provide 4 hours of getting any content that you provide all laid out on the website. And then we give you a list of plugin providers that we recommend. And you just buy the plugin, we set it up, and then you rock and roll for 1 year. And then we give you a copy of the website and a way of moving it. If you're not, after the year, you're not happy with us, you just move it.
And that's all through WordPress.
Yeah. That's one of our offerings.
Yeah. WordPress is just the most flexible.
So let's look at some plugins, right? Shall we finish off with some plugins, Jason? I've got three here that I've used the most, Jason, that one of them is the one that works, that's the parent company of Agent Evolution, and I found it the most. But let's go through, I've got about three here, then we can wrap up this show and get your comments at the end, Jason. One that's really popular is owned by Zillow. They bought the company. It's Diverse Solutions. They provide two levels. They provide the cheapest base level. Well, it starts at $29.99 a month. They will attempt to charge you a $99.99 upfront setup fee. If you push back a little bit, folks, on that, they normally will forget about that. It's okay at that level. They've got another level, which to really get the benefit of all these, the $29.99 levels are the light versions. All these providers do a medium solution, which is normally around $59. That's the one that you should go for. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why you should do that, but I'm basing this on a lot of experience. You're going to be disappointed with the $29.99 level. The next one up is iHome Finder again. We talked about their web solution. It's the medium ground. It's $35 a month. And the next one up I'm going to talk is the one I use the most. But Home Finder at $35 is in the kind of medium ground of price linked to functionality. The one I recommend is IDX Broker. They've been around a number of years. They do a light version that's very similar in price to Diverse Solutions. I would not recommend it. They do a platinum version, IDX Broker, and it's $59. But it's the most flexible, most powerful way of displaying home listings on a WordPress website that you can buy at the present moment. That's very well coded, and you're not going to have a load of problems with it. So what you're doing with, you could go and hire a designer. You probably could get the home page changed and get some changes and host it. And you probably could get all that done for less than $1,000. If you're just looking at some minor changes to the home page, hosting will probably cost you about, reasonable hosting will probably cost you $200 a year. Don't go for really cheap hosting, go for the medium price hosting, which medium price hosting is not the $3 a month. It's, you're probably looking at something between $10 and $20 a month. So if you go down the WordPress, you don't have to go to these full package solutions. But the thing is, a lot of people look at them because they will handle everything. What do you think, Jason? Was that too techie? And also, do you think this has been useful and I've given some useful information, Jason?
Yeah, no, it's very useful. Just take your time. Take it slow. If you're an agent out there looking at these avenues or looking to build a website, take your time. It doesn't have to be built in a day. Make sure it fits your plan. Make sure it's expandable. Make sure it fits your future, where you want to go directionally in your business. So I don't think it's too techie. I know some of this stuff, when you're not used to some of these terms, IDX and some of this other stuff, can get very confusing. But it'll all make sense once you start getting into building that website. So.
But I think, just to finish off and to see if Jason agrees with this, you can get to, you know, yes, it's got to have it's about branding. It, you know, it's in front of the local community. It's got to look decent. It's got to be responsive. Yeah. But don't get totally set up with the minutia of where one box appears, where another one. Because what you really got to be, to make this investment, whatever level you choose, to make it, to get a return on investment, is you've got to have good content, and that content's got to be regularly updated. So unless you're committed personally or in your team, or you've got somebody to do that for you, or it's a hybrid where you do a bit of it and they do some of it, I agree with Jason. Don't bother. If you're really not going to commit to content production and work out how you're going to get local traffic to the website, I actually do agree with Jason. Don't bother.
Here's the only thing I would add to that. Content, you're right. Content is, you know, everybody says content is king. Content is king. Having that evergreen content, that sort of thing. But distribution is the holy grail. Yeah. Right. So that's where the real work comes into play. Because once you build the website, you're adding content and you're thinking, well, I'm not getting any hits. I'm not getting anything from this. This isn't working. And so then you invested all this money, you get upset. The real value of a website is telling everybody there's a website out there. Remember, you're competing against the Zillows and all these other places that are putting on commercials, for goodness sakes, on, you know, football games or, you know, highly viewable TV shows. They have commercials. So you've got to get the word out there and spread that word about, you know, what you have to offer on your website.
Yeah, but I totally agree. But I think the good thing is that Zillow will never be able to go what is called hyperlocal. You know, even if they did start putting some stuff about schools, it's always going to be stuff that they're scraped. What I mean by scraped, folks, is that they use computerized systems to scrape data off other websites. Formulate it and then put it on their website. So they're never going to have the ability or the want to write a really nice post about the leading local schools in your area. And then with a little bit of knowledge, Google will pick that up, especially if you're using WordPress, because it likes WordPress, and you are going to start getting some traffic. But I do agree with Jason. If you think you're just going to put a website up, write a few posts, and loads of local people are going to come to it without some forethought, planning, execution, it ain't going to happen. Jason is totally right.
I appreciate that, Jonathan.
You're always right, Jason. I'm always wrong.
No, I'm not always. My wife would argue that point.
I'm not going to argue with your wife. I wouldn't even dare. I've not been there. That's why I'm divorced. So we're going to wrap it up, folks. So how can people get hold of you, Jason?
Well, they can go to my website, which I built on my own, at www.valleyofthesunrealestateshow.com. From there, connect with me on any social media. Very active on social media. Check out my podcast as well on iTunes, Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. And write that review. And if you're looking to purchase or refinance, again, I'd love the opportunity to earn your business right here in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, folks, if you need to get a hold of me, you can directly email me at jonathan@mailwright-wright.com. I answer all my email personally that directed to me. Or you can go at our Twitter handle is @mail_wright.com. And you find me on there. So, Jason, we're going to have to talk during the week about what we're going to discuss next week. I'm trying to rustle up some guests. Jason's also trying to rustle up some people. But we'll be talking tech next week, and do give us some feedback if you felt this useful. I tried to keep it sane, not too techie. I think we were successful. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Jason.
Bye, everyone.